This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Facing a fraught national moment, President Donald Trump was accepting his party's renomination on a massive White House South Lawn stage Thursday night, breaking with tradition by using the executive mansion as a political backdrop and defying pandemic guidelines to address a tightly packed, largely maskless crowd. Many in that crowd chanted four more years as Mr. Trump's daughter, Ivanka, before introducing him to speak, described why her father deserved to be reelected. Later, Mr. Trump said that he profoundly accepted his party's nomination. Then he went on to talk about the country's resolve, including how it will defeat the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, President Trump's Democratic opponents are branding him a first-term failure. AP's Sagar Magani.
Joe Biden's accusing him of rooting for violence amid racial unrest, telling MSNBC the president sees it as a political benefit. That's after White House advisor Kellyanne Conway suggested on Fox that the unrest in Wisconsin could help the president's reelection chances. In an afternoon speech, Biden running mate Kamala Harris focused on the president's missteps amid the coronavirus pandemic, saying he failed the most basic part of the job.
He failed to protect the American people.
Showing what she calls a reckless disregard for their well-being. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has expressed an intention to step down, citing his declining health, according to Japan's NHK television and other media. The Prime Minister's office said the report could not immediately confirm, but that Abe was believed to be meeting top officials at the party headquarters. Concerns about Abe's chronic health issues simmering since earlier this summer intensified this month when he visited a Tokyo